Hello?
Hi, my name is Aaron calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Will you be so kind as to give us just a few minutes of your time?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Do you or does any member of your house who work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
No, thank you. Give me a second, please. No. Okay, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in non-partisan primary election for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely to vote? Somewhat likely to vote?
Somewhat likely to vote.
Thank you. And with which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, or no party? Independent?
Republican.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background? African American, Black, Asian, Asian American, White, Caucasian, Hispanic?
White.
Thank you. And what is your age? Is it between 18 and 35, 36 and 45?
Yes. 18 to 35.
Thank you. Generally speaking, will you say that things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I think that they've gotten off on the wrong track.
Thank you. From the following list of what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? I'm going to reach out that list. Traffic and congestion, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, housing and proper insurance costs, corruption in local government, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, crime and neighborhood safety.
I would say rising costs, the one with the rising costs. It was like the second or third one that you read, I think.
Inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas?
Yeah, inflation. Yeah, that one.
Thank you. Authorities, it is a non-partisan election. If the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate?
Republican.
Definitely vote for the Republican candidate, or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of that person, you can indicate that as well. Alfonso Alfie Leon, favorable or unfavorable?
I've never heard of him.
Thank you. Rosie Cordero Stutz, favorable or unfavorable?
I've never heard of her.
Thank you. Stutz. Alex Diaz de la Portilla.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Jill Sanchez.
I've never heard of her.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
Unfavorable. Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Maria Elvira Salazar.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Carlos Jimenez. I'm sorry?
I've heard of him, but I don't know him. So
okay,
no opinion, right?
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. Vicky Lopez. I'm sorry?
Never heard of her? Never heard of her.
Thank you. Miguel Solomon.
Never heard of her.
Thank you. Joe Carollo.
Somewhat unfair.
Thank you. Eileen Higgins.
Never heard of her.
Okay. Francis Suarez.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Fabian Wasabi.
No opinion.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Daniela Levin Cava.
No opinion.
Thank you. You will now be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Carollo, Eileen Higgins.
Let me think about that for a minute.
Okay.
Joe Carollo.
Thank you. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Miguel Salomon, Eileen Higgins.
Miguel Salomon.
Thank you. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Alfonso Alfie Leon, Eileen Higgins.
Alfonso Alfie Leon.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Eileen Higgins is doing at Shoup County Commission? That's who Eileen Higgins is, the Shoup County Commission. Do you approve or disapprove? You said you never heard of her. So.
Yeah, okay. Do I approve or disapprove of the job that she's doing? She's currently my commissioner.
Yeah, she's Shoup County Commission.
I would say that I disapprove.
Okay. Somewhat or strongly?
I would say strongly.
Thank you. You will now be given some statements about Eileen Higgins. Please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Eileen Higgins in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Eileen Higgins gave billions of taxpayers' dollars to foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed. And Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that will bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods. Less likely or more likely that you will vote for her? You're making less likely, less likely. Hello?
Less likely. Less likely, sorry.
Much less or somewhat less likely?
Much less.
Thank you. Since Eileen Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the country, with housing costs in your community more than doubling, and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States. Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis, and her policies have only made it worse, especially for seniors on fixed incomes. More likely or less likely?
Less likely. Very much less likely. The most.
Thank you.
Much less, yeah.
Thank you. Eileen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out long-time residents from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford, and bring more traffic and congestion to your neighborhood. More likely or less likely?
Less likely. Very less likely, the most.
Thank you. While so many are struggling to make ends meet, Eileen Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayer-funded compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year. Less likely, more likely?
Less likely. Very
much
so.
Thank you. Eileen Higgins says... Thank you. Eileen Higgins says that she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade has received an F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes that so many of our residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins cut a bus stop that an 80-year-old woman uses every day and resulted in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop or take an expensive alternative like an Uber or Lyft. Less likely, more likely.
Much less likely.
Thank you. During these challenging times, Island Hills actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million. Most likely, less likely.
Much less likely.
Thank you. We're almost done. We are 80%. And one last time, you will be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following counties, for whom would you vote, Joe Carollo or Dean Higgins?
Joe Carollo.
Thank you. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following counties, for whom would you vote, Miguel Solomon or Dean Higgins?
Miguel Solomon.
Thank you. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, from whom will you vote, Alfonso Alfred Leon or Aline Higgins?
Alfonso Alfred Leon.
Thank you. I am now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure that we have a representative sample. What was the last grade or formal education that you have completed?
I got a master's degree.
Oh, wow. No kidding. Good for you. Postgraduate degree.
You,
all right. Cool. This concludes our service. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate it. Take care. I appreciate it. Have a good night.
Of course. Thank you. You too. Thank you, sir. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.